Hello and welcome. Boom, 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 boom.
No, wait, sorry, we're going into the red. This is why we prep, Robert. There's no. I don't think they can hear us. Hello?
They can hear us. Look, it's going.
If you can hear us, email in at studio at rarefm.co.uk.
Yeah, we completely cocked up the start now.
Don't worry, why don't we do the jingle at the end?
All right, we'll do the jingle at the end. Okay, so welcome to In Transit, week three. Officially, well, I've done 4 weeks now, but I don't count the first week as official. So, this week, Oliver Bazzi Ray is back in the studio due to overwhelming public demand.
Well, 8 people, but thanks to my narcissistic need for constant love and attention, that has proved sufficient.
Yeah, that's enough. Also, DeSalle couldn't make it today, but we have my dearest brother, Ryan, in the studio with us. Say hello, Ryan.
Howdy.
Howdy. Very nice.
That's taking a leaf from
Shearwater yesterday. Texans that we saw.
Yeah, they were awesome. And they said howdy.
Did say howdy.
Okay, so In Transit, where bands are on the move or moving up in my esteem, as I have to say every week. Everyone's on the move in this show.
Or moving down, maybe?
Not really. I don't play anyone who's moving down.
What about Horse the Band?
I think we just got some emails.
Sweet.
Ollie, have you come to warm to the name of the show yet?
Sorry, what was that?
Have you come to warm to the name of the show yet?
Well, I think I'm forced to. I'd prefer the Rob Hakimian Show or some such.
That's cheesy American crap.
But that's the jingle we always do. That's how we bookend the.
Well, you know, I think In Transit's better.
Well.
Okay, let's get on with business. This week I went to 3 gigs. It was a packed week. Ryan joined me for 2 of them. First of all, TV on the Radio on Wednesday night at Shepherd's Bush Empire. What did you think, Ryan?
Underwhelming.
That's true. It was underwhelming. I was expecting to be blown away, but
from a filler fan of TV on the Radio, I felt bewildered.
Yeah,
bewitched, bothered, and bewildered.
A little from column A, B, and C. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, interesting.
We can play that track later. Would you allow me smell a Fitzgerald, or is that too?
Yeah, we can play that in a bit, maybe. Okay. Any highlights for you?
For me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved the glasses that many of the band were wearing.
And song-wise?
Song-wise, did they play DLZ?
Yeah, that's the one I've chosen to play today, because I thought that was the best. Yeah. It's DLZ. You've got to say it like an American, otherwise it sounds rubbish.
Fine,
DLZ. Yeah, so... Yeah, that was good. Let the Devil In was also good, but there was a lot of underwhelming stuff. Anyway, I don't want to dwell on the bad. Let's get on with the good. So this was one of the best songs they played, DLZ, from their newest album, Dear Science. Enjoy.
Made of things.
boom, 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 boom.
Rob Hakimian, give us a show. Play all the best hits on the radio. Brand new tunes from across the land. From often frankly mediocre bands. Rob Hakimian.
Yes, that was the restart to our show, kind of. We meant to do that at the start. I hope you liked it. Bit revamped from last week. How did you feel that went, Ollie? You rate it?
Well, it was inspired by, well, based upon the tune of Mr. Sandman, most recently reinvented by the Papini sisters, I believe.
That's not Enter Sandman by Metallica.
No. thank you, Ryan. Back in your box. Yeah. Have we got any emails? That's why you're here. Frankly, I think your mere presence is a disgusting example of nepotism within the radio. But I'll let that slide. I had to beg for months to get this position.
Cheers.
Okay, a little bit of a rant there from Mr. Bazure. I'm glad he got that out of his system. I forgot to say the first song we played was Only Shallow by My Bloody Valentine, first track from Loveless.
Overrated.
Not My Funny Valentine by Chet Baker, regrettably.
Definitely not that, Ollie. Okay, so Ryan's not on here just to choose emails.
Yeah.
To read emails, I should say. He's also here to discuss many things.
Of course.
But firstly, he's going to choose a song. Oh, Ollie wants less music, more banter, but I think we're all about the music, really.
Talk is cheap, really. You know, a song is worth 1,000 words, much like a picture.
Much
so
like...
So consider us an art gallery.
Okay, yes, an art gallery for your ears,
yes.
If you will.
Yeah, exactly. So I've picked a song for your delectation today. It's a song by a band who go by the name of Incubus, who are... known to be on hiatus at the moment, pursuing many a thing.
Yeah, I believe
college,
the lead
Harvard.
Yeah, exactly. They're all in college or starting families or something. They're getting
something like that.
I don't know. Like some of them are pretending to be old, but being fathers, and some of them are pretending to be young, going back to college. I'm not really sure.
Exactly. So that's why I chose one of their older songs from when they were all young and they weren't so confused. And it's the song called Deep Inside.
Which album is it from?
Science or S-C-I-E-N-C-E.
Good, you can spell. Well done.
Thank you.
Here we go. Deep Inside by Incubus. Stay. aiming to impress Ollie this week, but we'd still love to hear what you think of our tunes.
Well, that was gently funky to begin with. But then it lapsed into, frankly...
Slightly goth.
Yeah, I felt that.
That's how they do, though, Incubus.
Well, it doesn't make it right, though.
Perhaps.
Good radio is indeed rare this week.
Yeah, palatable radio is hard to come by, is another way to say that. That's, thanks, David, for that. We completely messed up the line, but we got it the other way around. Sounded good. So apparently it snowed in Kent last night. It didn't snow here, although it was bloody freezing. Tell us if it snowed at your house, if you're at home in Kent. I'd like
email
to know.
Us.
Yeah. In fact, if anyone's not in the Greater London area, please email in.
We've already had several emails. It's very impressive. We're obviously gathering quite a fan base.
The optimism and the hope in your eyes was quite tender there, actually.
Yeah, well, I do have a lot of hope for this radio show. We're on the move, like the bands in the show. We're
I'd
in
say,
transit.
We are in transit.
I'd say The Road to Nowhere by Talking Heads is quite an apt song to play.
We played Talking Heads last week, I'm afraid.
Yeah, it's fine.
Did you tune in, Ryan? I was expecting you to tune in.
No. I did. I'm just saying, you know. It's false hope. We're really on the road to nowhere here.
Good Lord. Pessimism.
Okay, so it snowed. Which makes you get in the mood for Christmas. They were playing Christmas Cheese in Cafe Nero just a minute ago. Ollie was a bit sickened by it, weren't you?
Yeah, well, I'm of the belief that if you must sell, frankly, average Christmas bric-a-brac before the season begins officially, but Christmas tunes don't whack on till Advent, you know?
Are you getting an Advent calendar?
Of course. I don't really hold with the chocolate ones. You know, I don't keep in this... fantastically muscled shape by my own relaxation and desire, but no, I plan to get one by Matthew Rice. I think traditionally is what I indulge in. Quite a nice artist. Clear. Anyway, no, I Google him. No, I Google him.
Okay.
Oh, you're cool.
Okay. Are you looking forward to the holidays, Ryan? I've heard enough from Ollie. He's making me ill. Ryan, are you looking forward to the holidays?
Should
well,
be fun.
It's either that or the toasted panini you had at Cafe Nero.
I didn't eat toasted panini, that was Ryan.
No, that was Ryan.
It's good panini, overpriced. What can you expect?
Are you looking forward to the holidays?
Yeah, a lot of work, but going away is always good.
Where are we going?
What do you mean, where are we going? We're going to Florida, Robbie.
Yes, for New Year. We're going to party down with the other underage drinkers. There.
At Busch Gardens.
Yeah.
It's going to be... crazy good times.
Is Florida one of your favourite holiday destinations? I know we've been there many times, but we still...
My only favourite holiday destination.
Where, anywhere else you'd like to visit?
No, not really. Maybe a different side of Florida.
Like Miami, where Dexter's
Miami.
From.
Miami, or...
Right, I have a request, Rob. I love this banter, but stop moving the mic, because I can hear clattering, and I think it's very unprofessional.
Okay, well, tell us about your favourite holiday destinations.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I enjoy going to India, my family connections
there.
Crazy
place.
Venice, I like. I was discussing with a friend who didn't like it, but then he's...
How did you not like Venice?
He's a Philistine, so just ignore him. His hair is far too long, he needs a haircut.
Didn't like Venice.
Well, you've got too long hair as well. So.
Well, you know. Yeah, I think those two stand out. But anywhere really different, providing it's not a war zone or stricken by illness. Yeah.
Also, you said John's parents recently went to Libya, Ryan.
They did.
That's a pretty random destination.
They explored the sandy deserts of Libya, I believe. John tells me they had a tour guide who had scars all over his face from being held up in the jungle for ransom.
Really? That's pretty crazy.
Living life on the edge, yeah.
Who's going to pay ransom for some random tour guide in the jungle?
Good point. Oh. That's probably why he's still alive. They gave him away.
And that's why he's got loads of scars on his face.
Exactly. They come up. Good time.
Guys, it's a Sunday afternoon. It's raining. I think we need to raise the geniality, the mood of the show.
Do you want to play a song?
What? Oh, is it? Is it my turn?
It can be if you want to raise the
well,
mood.
Well, no, you see, this is why we prep. This isn't
our song prep, but you wanted to raise the mood, and my song is definitely not going to do that.
Okay, well, are we ending with the one we agreed, or...?
We'll discuss that off there. Okay, I'm going to carry on with business. This week, I already said, I went to see 3 gigs. We already discussed the first, TV on the Radio. The second was The Cardinals, more commonly known as Ryan Adams and The Cardinals.
Ryan Adams?
Not Brian Adams. Ryan Adams. Philistine of indie rock. So, DeSalle was with me. It's a shame he can't be here today to express my utmost delight along with me of how brilliant it was. It really was something to behold. Probably in the top 3 gigs I've been to this year, and I've been to so many that that's quite a high ranking. They played for over 2 hours, which is pretty impressive considering most bands, like TV on the Radio, play for just over 1 hour.
But Ryan Adams is a very prolific.
Yeah, he is prolific. And his songs, they played a lot of his solo stuff, but they've made it like their own songs. Even Wonderwall, they played the cover, which is brilliant. But they made it into their own song.
He pushes out more songs than Turd.
God. Jesus.
Can I also mention, I personally didn't go to the gig, but I've been told that Death Cab for Cutie played this week. And I've been told that they were simply awesome.
Yeah, I've seen them twice this year, and they were brilliant both times.
I'd
recommend going to see them. Though they've been back to London 3 times in 6 months, they probably won't be coming back again anytime soon. So you missed your chance.
Can I also mention to all
sitting on the dock of the bay? Are we talking Otis Redding?
I don't know. Some guy just emailed
them.
Can anyone sending emails?
Could you attach your first name to your mail?
Yeah, we don't know who you are.
I mean, I'm sure you're a lovely person, providing you're not cutting up pictures of babies with scissors in a dark room. I don't know where that came from.
Let's play a song. All right, back to Ryan Adams. We kind of went off topic. Yeah, Death Cab were great.
Adams.
Shut up! Not again!
Ryan Adams.
Joke dead, okay? No Summer of 69 for you. Okay, so we're going to play one. He did it. Also, something brilliant about his show is he did a career-spanning set list playing something from practically every album. And this is one of the ones he played from his first album, Heartbreaker. This is Come Pick Me Up.
Huzzah.
Thank you. with the windows clear and the mannequin's eyes, do they all look like mine? You know pick me up, take me out, fuck me up, steal my records, screw all my friends, behind my back, with a smile on your face, and then do it.
song is not far too rude for the air. It's maybe too depressing.
Who are you?
Yeah, who are you? Who? What kind of authority do you have, Mr. Person who emailed in saying it was too rude? Well, you know, good radio is rare, so, you know, you need to
go
buckle
up.
What, Ryan?
For God's sake, that's how they got Russell Brand. No swearing on the air.
My bad.
You're bad indeed, sir. Take your ass and have you shot.
Sorry. This is coming from someone who went to see ballet last night.
Yeah, Ollie.
I did. Well, no, I did.
There's nothing wrong with ballet.
I went to see Manon, music by Massenet, based on the opera of the same name. It was good. I've never seen, frankly, such buttocks in my life.
Male or female?
Well, male. They were like... I mean, normally, I'm thoroughly heterosexual, but those were almost art. It was quite, but it was quite a risque ballet. There were certain acts, certain acts of a sexual nature, which were performed on stage. It was quite good. But I enjoyed that, and the interval where I like seeing who goes for a bit of culture and who's just there because they want to impress their girlfriend.
How was the ratio divided?
It was pretty. The guy next to me, he was absolutely bored out of his mind. It was fantastic. He derived about as much pleasure from the performance as, I don't know, dry humping a cactus. anyway, but in that spirit, I feel we need to lift the mood and recover from that disgusting use of foul language by our regrettably employed co-host.
Before we go on to that, I just want to know, have those buttocks given you something to strive for in your own body?
I'm an Adonis. There's nothing to strive for. This is pure... I am physical perfection.
Just because this is radio,
anything.
Ollie. You can't lie. Okay, let's get on with the next song. What have you chosen for us?
Well, I think it's time to lift the mood. It's all very well having these
these new bands that haven't finished university and reached their potential, but this guy coming up has got a university degree and gone on to get a master's from the University of Cool. Yes, it's James Brown. James Brown, get up off of that thing. And we do hope here at the Good Ship in Transit that that you got up off of that thing at home.
Yes, we do.
I think you failed to mention, Ollie, the fact that, yes, he was quite cool, but you failed to mention the fact that James Brown did indeed go to jail for having a 4 to 5 hour car chase and a shootout with the police whilst high on PCP.
Well, it doesn't change the fact that he appreciate the art, not the artist necessarily. Ryan,
agreed.
Okay. I'm sensing some tension in the studio today.
Also, I don't really think James Brown was in keeping with the in transit because he's not really on the move anymore, is he?
He was so on the move.
He's firmly 6 feet under, and there's no moving from there.
This is rather high risk, and that's it's like. Oh, Lord.
And, big up, though. Big
also,
up.
When he was alive, Ryan and I both saw him live. And
regrettably, I didn't.
We were bored.
Bored to tears.
Right, oh, fine. It was a bad decision. Let's move on.
The highlight of the show was his good friend, the General, a rather short man wearing a white suit, who loved to mention his name, the General.
Yeah. I am the General!
Yeah.
And he's in the studio today.
Yeah. Okay, Are we moving on to my...
Yeah, Ryan's got another
my
choice for us.
Gargantuan of a tune.
What is it, Ryan?
It's a song named Birdo by a band called Horse the Band. Not to be confused with Band of Horses.
No, of course, both equally magnificent.
It might not be to everyone's taste, but certainly not. You know, stick with us. Don't turn off your radio.
Please don't, because I'm choosing the final closing track at the end again, so that's worth staying on for, if anything else is.
Before we play the song, I'd like to mention that In Transit does not endorse or recommend the listening to Horse the Band. You do so at your own risk. Here we go.
Good luck.
What I would say to anyone playing that within a 20-mile radius. I think that's the sort of music they that's currently involved in legislation, human rights legislation. That's the sort of stuff they play to prisoners when they want information from them.
Okay, so not so hot on that one. Oliver was complaining that we're going to lose all our listeners from having...
Well, what listeners? I have to say again, we're getting some emails, but they're not leaving their name. And if they can't manage that, I don't think they can manage to turn their radio on.
Okay. That's nice. You should have heard the amount of profanities coming from Oliver.
But thankfully, during that song. Off the air, Ryan.
Off the air, yeah. Admit.
Okay, so it's time for Ryan's fashion tips for this winter.
So you should see him. I don't recommend you take any of his advice.
To start with, he's wearing a jumper that hasn't been washed in 5 months.
Now, I have no idea when Glastonbury is, but yes, apparently it was 5 months ago. And we all know what sort of disgusting things happen at Glastonbury.
So it's all about the memories. Consider my jumper a patchwork of... wonderful memories.
It moves when you're not moving.
Every smell is another delightful Glastonbury meal that I once had. you know.
Apart from not washing, what else are your fashion tips for the winter?
Well, for me, it's all about practicalities. So, you know, my coat, which I was wearing the other day, very warm and very light.
What were you saying earlier about a bomber jacket or something?
Oh, yeah, well, you know, I was saying, I don't understand why people don't wear jumpsuits more often.
Because most of them are in prison.
No, but, like, okay, take your average bomber jacket.
Yeah.
And extend it from head to toe.
You look like the Michelin man.
You'd look damn cool, in my opinion.
If anyone out there is willing to make Ryan the in transit bomber jacket suit.
Please don't. I'm wearing Ted Baker today, for Christ's sake.
I'd love to see Ryan wearing this so I could push him over, and he probably wouldn't be able to get back up again.
I'd give you £50.
£50
for the seat.
That's a pretty good bargain. I don't know how much it would cost to make, though.
Not that much. You just get some salopettes and a bomber jacket, and you sew them together.
Just ring up Guantanamo. or British Gas.
True.
And also hats. Hats are a hot topic this winter, I'd say.
Yeah, I was trying some hats on last night, and you were shooting me down on all of them.
None of them look good. They're all too skin tight.
Skin tight.
That's my issue.
Don't say that again, especially in that voice.
Ironically, if you want to look cool wearing a hat, you also have to have a lot of hair underneath.
Is that
the fact it won't be seen?
Yeah. Well, yeah. that's kind of the idea. You know, it's about the bulk of the head.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're all learning now.
I think it's time to move on.
I think Guru Ryan has lost it.
I have a request. Any listeners listening, text us on 60300 or email in as you have been doing, but please leave your name so we can give you a call out.
With your fashion tips for this winter.
Yes.
Okay. No. Back onto main business. The third and final gig of this week was Shearwater last night in a church, St. Giles in the Fields, just off Oxford Street. It was fantastic, wasn't it, Ryan?
Mesmerizing.
You said it was the best gig you've been to this year.
Maybe more so. In a long time, I would say.
Yeah, it really was something special. The acoustics were great. Great set list.
For me, atmosphere is probably about 4/5 of the gig.
And there was a good atmosphere. We were all sitting in pews. It was like a sermon.
It was a religious experience.
Yeah.
I don't know if the band are religious themselves.
Probably.
I can't imagine Thor, the drummer, is particularly religious.
May I mention here that the only gig I've ever been to, I was lured to under the impression that it was something cool. And I turned up and it was a Christian rock band. Now, for all you Christian listeners out there, I have nothing against your religion.
What's your religion?
I just believe in the intrinsic good of humankind, Rob. With notable exceptions, such as dictators and homicidal maniacs.
Do you have a church or a holy scripture?
I have the Church of Soul.
Is that why you chose James Brown?
That is. No, yes, and it was... The music was average, but the lyrics were...
inspiring.
Spiritually.
You seem to be getting turned on.
What? How do you... Is it my... let's just move on. Because
right, so, okay, Shearwater was brilliant.
So email in and leave your name.
And with your fashion tips, this is Shearwater for White Waves from Palo Santo.
Tonight, won't go back to the wolves now. There's something singing in the ice, the deepest part of the world, and the film across my eyes, watching all the wolves turn white. Took me out on the side, took me pause on my eyes. things that we did here will never die.
Some crackling heard, for which we apologise. But, Rob, there was some debate about whether it was supposed to be part of the song. I think that's a testament to the kind of rubbish we play on this show.
What? Crackling can add good effects to stuff.
Sure, sure.
Ollie likes the pure pop cheese of Spice Girls and such like, where they never have any crackling.
They never... right.
That's because they sing to a backing track.
Ooh, that was quite, sharp. Now, Ryan, you were discussing, speaking of popular bands, I'm sure we all remember and still love S-Club 7.
Oh, yeah.
S-Club, as they're known to hardcore fans like Ryan. And we were also talking about the S-Club Juniors, most of which are now...
of age.
I was actually going to say have dropped off the face of the planet, but one in particular, I think, frankly, has become extremely beautiful and is now in, what is it, the Saturdays, something like that?
So, yeah, something like that. You could refer to her as a flower that has blossomed out of a pot of dirt.
Okay, well, do you have a track prepared? Because I thought that was where we were going with this. Do we have any of the Saturdays, or indeed an S-Club reach, perhaps?
No, God, no, we're not playing anything by the Saturdays S-Club or S-Club Juniors.
All I'm saying is all of the three aforementioned clubs never have crackling.
I find it funny that you're happy to play S-Club 7, but you're not cool with Horse the Band.
Horse the Band, we do apologise. Good radio has never been rarer.
I've never been rawer, that's what I say. Yeah. This is raw shizzle going down here.
Steady.
Okay, Carol from Canterbury emailed in with a very interesting question. She missed the beginning of the show and she'd like to know where she can hear it again.
So, Rob, how does she get around that problem?
There is a place to stream it, I'm not supposed to tell you. So,
Join the Facebook group.
Yes, join the Facebook group, and on Mondays, I will post the link to where you can download it on Mediafire.
No!
And then you can listen to it through iTunes as a single MP3. Or put it on your iPod and listen to it while you're doing your shop.
Can I just say something? Shearwater fanboy David B has kindly reminded us that actually there is supposed to be crackling at the end of that song.
Oh, so the panic was all for nothing.
Yeah, we were panic ridden and for
but
no
it,
reason.
It really, it just shows we care about you listeners.
Yeah, we don't want to ruin your ears.
Okay, well,
more emails, please.
We're getting inundated with emails today. I don't know why you want more.
Not sufficiently name tagged.
Forget about it. all right, Ryan's chosen another song for us. Let's hope it's better than Horse the Band.
I think everyone will like it. I'd like to dedicate it to a Joseph Hewson.
Goose.
More formally
as
known
in Top
as
Gun.
Kinda, but not anywhere near as
not,
cool.
Yeah, not in a good way. Though.
Like he acts like an actual goose, and he has the opinions of a goose.
How does one act like a goose? They make very good guard dogs? Yeah. Is he in the security industry?
You just have to meet him to understand. Also, his other nickname is Egg.
Egg, of course.
Is it a golden egg?
It's kind of like what came first, the geese or the egg.
That well-known, yes, that well-known phrase.
Yeah. Okay, so what's the song you've chosen to dedicate to geese?
It's a song called Tabletop Joe by Tom Waits.
All right, here we go with Tom Waits, Tabletop Joe.
Away we go.
Tom Waits with his rather gruff voice. If you didn't like that, you can listen to Scarlett Johansson's album, which is all Tom Waits covers.
Scarlett Johansson, as in the actress.
Yes, sure. I'll get some Scarlett Johansson to play for you next week. What? See what you think. It's all covers of Tom Waits, so rather smoother than the Waitsmeister.
Wait, that's
I believe we're running out of time. We have no idea if Hill DJ's coming in today. I saw him this morning. And he was extremely hungover and he had no idea if he was going to make it in. So we might be here for quite a while longer.
Let's press on then, shall we?
Okay, well, we're going to play our last song, but we might still be here afterwards. Oliver's chosen the last song again.
Yeah, have you got it set up?
Not yet. It's from Mercury Award winners.
Yes, they are Elbow. You might have seen them on Jules Holland a couple of weeks ago. And they're from Bury. Also the hometown of our friend Ryan. I'm not sure if he's listening, but we'd love to hear from you, Ryan, and indeed any listeners. And it's called Grounds for Divorce.
Yeah, I saw them live early this summer, and I was blown away by them, even though I hadn't really known any of their stuff before that.
Well, they are... I'm sure they forgive me for saying this. They're all lovely guys. Slightly older than one would expect.
Yeah.
But I think that just shows passion for their music. You might have also heard it on the trailer for Burn after reading the new Coen Brothers film, which is excellent.
Yeah. I'm really happy for them. This is their fourth album.
What's it called?
Sorry, Grounds for Divorce.
Oh, right, cool. Like Football Manager.
What?
You know.
Yes, Football Manager was cited in 35 cases of divorce. That's a fact. But that's rather going off on a tangent there. Manager is for geeks.
My bad.
This is in transit, not out tangent.
That was awful.
Yeah. I apologise. I'm sorry. It's just been a long show. I don't feel we've given.
It's gone. It's flown by for me. I don't think Il Duce is coming. But if he does come, thank you for coming in, Ryan and Oliver.
If he doesn't, more horse the band.
No more horse the band.
No more horses or bands.
So this is our maybe last song. We'll see you on the other side of the song, maybe.
Huzzah.
I've been working on a cocktail called Grounds for Divorce. Whispering of jokers doing